Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to talk about today, but we'll begin with Kevin McCarthy, the presumptive Speaker of the House. That's who the World Economic Forum has already declared is going to be Speaker of the House. I'll tell you this, he can't seem to get the ball in the end zone, can he? Yes, folks, we will use football as our metaphor today. And why not? Because the NFL is front and center of yet another leftist controversy that follows them into the new year. The first of many the left will have to deal with this year. And like this one, they're going to find there is no way out. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to thank you right away to tell you that the stats have gone up since January. We've had, I don't want to say record numbers, but we've seen a surge in the numbers. And we're still looking at putting the show behind the firewall, and we'll see how things go, because what I'm going to tell you right now for 2023 for my team is we are no longer going to starve to death. There are people out there who deliver, I'm just going to say, not as quality of work that we do, and they are faring far better. And part of it has to do with the social media glut that we've had over the last 5 years, because we're relevant. The message matters. And even though the audience isn't as large, let me tell you, I think of every one of you as Navy SEALs or D guys, Delta Force, because you have been keeping the lights on as much as you can. But we're not going to go through another year like this. I'm not going to let my employees and the volunteers and other people who have sweated for over a decade making this happen, I'm not going to let them have another year like we did in 2022. Nor am I going to put hundreds of thousands of dollars into things that, to protect the Republic and dang near starve to death. And, you know, it's funny. We have people, Candace Owens, I charge $25,000 just to show up, things like that. I go to events and invited, and I show up for free. Now, people, well, Kevin, that's your fault. You should charge. It isn't about that. I'm not saying it for that reason, and I'm not telling you that it's not good for Candace to get what she thinks she deserves. Good for her, right? But what I'm telling you is there's some of us who it's not about publicity, it's about what is our message and what are we accomplishing. And our group, we've accomplished. I have changed more hearts and minds legitimately. Not because they want to be starstruck or whatever, but because they legitimately hear the message. I'm no longer going to let that just be out there into the ether while other people around me suffer. I'm talking about my staffers. The problems that we've endured, one of my partners, his daughter, was brutally killed by her boyfriend. Another one of our kids had been lured away via the internet. And, I mean, it's a horrific story. They called Child Protective Services on the family who adopted these children, raised them in a God-loving home, and some a predator who's a militant black guy converted this girl. And, I mean, it's crazy, the stories. The things that went on in our organization that we had to power through, the death of my nephew, the death of my father-in-law, many other things that could have easily been distractions that shut us down, and we kept going. And my family made a decision to keep on pushing through. We started the Flick Fest. By the way, our app is done. You'll get an announcement on that, but we started that. We're coming out of beta, and you know, I expect people to join the Flick Fest. We became partnered with Wimkin, a social media site that you can actually be a part of. You can buy stock in it, and it is the best out there, better than Truth Social. They've spent billions of dollars on Truth Social, and it's not even a fraction as good as Wimkin. WIMKIN.com, and that's where you can find me. So, look, many of the things improved, and I always say it's all God's plan, but I got to put the message out there. I don't pretend to be some rich guy or, you know, ooh, I'm going to go out and get in my new car and get my new... Yeah, there, let me put it this way. I know there's an organization whose number two just bought a $4 million home. You know what my team would do with $4 million? We wouldn't go buy a new house. So, you know, I'm putting this out there because I want people to... And by the way... Fine. If that organization can get that kind of money and their benefactors don't care that somebody goes out and spends $4 million on a house, congratulations to them. But let me just say this. We would handle it a lot differently. So anyway, yes, football will be our metaphor today. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. But there's a lot to deal with. A lot to deal with. And the speaker, I haven't spoken about it, but as I said, McCarthy is one of these guys that he's been suspect for a long time. I've watched McCarthy's work, and he's an enigma in many respects, but he's a political animal at the end of the day. $6 million he distributed, money that he got from Soros. He should have rejected it, but he didn't. I don't know if you've seen his speeches about January 6th, but he is a J6 sympathizer. By the way, that is today, a year. You know, we're 2 years into the J6 nonsense. The anniversary. And there's McCarthy, like McConnell, and like all the other Republican rhinos who hate Donald Trump, saying, the president should have done more, he should have done this, he should have protected the Republic. And you know what we're going to find out about J6? But we already know the Democrats are responsible. The FBI colluded with the Democrats. If we subpoena and get all the records, the text messages, the correspondence between Pelosi and them, etc., you know what we're going to find out? We will conclude that the Democrats know they cheated and they orchestrated January 6th in order to make it look like Trump was trying to stay in office illegally, when in fact the Democrats illegally got him out in a coup. I know that as much as I know that Damar Hamlin fell on the football field of a heart attack caused by the vaccines related to the Wu flu. Those are facts. The same fact that tells me Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. There is no such thing as climate change. Men are men and women are women. Pure and simple. And I could go on with all the things that are facts. Hopefully this vote of no confidence from McCarthy will wake him and the other rhinos up to what's really happening in politics in America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What we're witnessing when we think about leftism is childish behavior. It's like toddlers, dealing with toddlers, dealing with those in their terrible twos. Let me just put it this way. When we are wrong as conservatives, we do the novel thing of simply admitting it. Because that's what adults do. Have you ever been told you were wrong? Because I'm going to tell you, I have. Many times. How did you react? Now, the reason I ask the question that way is because I'm going to tell you how you reacted. If you think you're right and somebody tells you you're wrong, there is a chemical reaction in your body that says, what are you talking about? It's a rise in some chemical that says, fight. I'm not wrong. Wait, you're the one who's wrong. And if you think you've got a basis in facts, you go on to explain. Well, here's the reason why you're wrong. You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. And the person goes, yeah, well, your facts are wrong. Everything you've been told are wrong. And you're, but. And then when they give you their facts, and you find out that they're right, there's a moment that comes. Your chemicals are changing. Your chemistry is changing. As the realization begins to hit you that you're wrong, your chemistry starts to change. I'm not exaggerating this a bit. Tell me if I'm wrong. Contact me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Get a hold of me on social media at wimkin.com. Contact. I'll tell you guys, I think I'm real Kevin Jackson on Wimkin, so connect with me. But here's the point. Your chemistry changes, and suddenly what was an escalation of fight becomes this, this realization that you're wrong. And when as you become an adult, you suddenly go, oh my gosh, you're right. You're right. I've been wrong all this time. And I don't care whether it's the what candy was in the bowl and you're arguing it was Reese's and somebody goes, no, it was M&M's, or it's something significant. Now, needless to say, the chemistry can change based on the significance of the thing. In other words, it's a lot easier to admit, oh, you're right, it was M&M's versus it was Reese's, than it is about something bigger. But if you learn, I'll use me as an example. If I were to learn that the VAERS data was up to date on WHO flu, that there were not nearly as the number of myocarditis attacks and deaths and all this stuff from it, and somebody could convince me with real data that that data is unmanipulatable, blah, 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 and I had to admit I was wrong, I would say, you know what, guys? I was wrong. I got all the I was able to look at everything, all the connective tissue and or the connection of the dots or follow the breadcrumbs, and I've ascertained that I've been telling you things that are not true. I would gladly come on here. I've said it about I'll give you an example, Donald Trump. I think Trump was the best candidate for us. But every time he got on and he argued and he was just being blunt, and I thought he'd lost the debate. He won the debate. I thought that he'd lost the audience. He'd won the audience. And then he started, but as his style took on, I thought, you know what? This is exactly what we need. And then I said it. You know what? We needed this guy for this time. Immediately fell on the sword. My older brother, who could not stand Trump, he admitted months into Trump's presidency, I made a big mistake. One of my good friends, John Andrews, who used to run the Western Conservative Summit, he said, the guy who started the various think tanks around the country, there's an organization of those. He's a brilliant man, hated Trump, wrote a piece that said, you know what, I completely got it wrong. That's what adults do. When you get it wrong, you go, hey, let me tell you, I missed it, and let me explain why I want to correct my error. That's what we do. But that's not what leftists do, because they're like kids. And they all I can say to them is, how about them vaccines? How about them vaccines? Just one more booster to flatten your pulse. Let me say it this way, folks. The PR for the death poke has taken a serious hit. You want to know what the buzzwords were for this vaccine, these vaccines? Safe and effective. We've been told this now for, it's been drilled into us. Somebody puts a new medicine out, safe and effective, safe and effective. That's what the COVID vaccine cartel reinforced day after day, week after week, minute by minute. Watch any TV show back. Go back to 2 years. Watch any TV show. Have anything on your phone. COVID
is a vaccines. Get your vaccine. Get vax.
That's what they did. And even to the point where they demonized those of us who refuse to take the vaccine.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
People who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death.
for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
About this, in a world of threats and tyrants and terror, you know what our biggest enemy is in America? Our fellow Americans.
They are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
Being frustrated that there is still a percentage of the population who are not vaccinated.
I wish that he would go further to restrict the activities of the unvaccinated.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy. You're...
25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are.
If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy.
Well, you know, it's my rights. Okay. But I don't care.
The pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Well, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Freedom not to follow the facts, even if your freedom kills people.
The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, are overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units, leaving no room for someone with a heart attack or pancreatitis or cancer.
Shouldn't they have to pay more into the system because they are collapsing our health system? They're the ones in the ERs.
Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court.
It's almost like it's going to be two Americas. There it is, folks. Attacking the unvaxxed was the new couture of the time for the leftists. And now where do we find ourselves? Well, you know.
Radio show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. American Taylor Dudley is now free from Russian custody. It comes after months of negotiations led by former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. He promises to pursue other cases of Americans held in Russia, including Paul Whelan. People in Alabama and Georgia trying to recover from a series of strong killer tornadoes.
It's a large storm. It was a long-lived storm and a lot of damage.
Autauga County, Alabama Emergency Services Manager Ernie Baggett. The death toll in the region is at least 9.
We accredit the fact that that wasn't worse to the fact the school systems actually kept the kids in school rather than putting them on the buses at an early release.
Meanwhile, California is bracing for yet another storm or more. The National Weather Service says at least 2 more storm systems are set to slam the Golden State now through the weekend. The biggest rains expected tomorrow morning. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I wanted to talk about this last year because it's so well deserved. This article reads, 2022 wasn't the year the Walt Disney Company descended into wokeness, but it was the year the media giant fully embraced it. From the legacy character emasculations of She-Hulk and Thor, Love and Thunder, to the variety of children's movies pushing LGBT ideology, Disney decided to go all in. Unfortunately for their shareholders, that wasn't a great strategy. The company had its worst year since 1974, seeing $123 billion in value wiped out. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to Go Woke, Go Broke. You've heard the saying. Very true. It's a fact. I don't know how many times I have to tell consumers, or actually corporate heads, listen, guys, why don't you just focus on your business? You guys have heard me talk about this many times. Look, if you want to give away a pair of socks for every pair of socks that gets bought, fine. But if you think that that's your marketing piece, for every pair of socks that we make, we give a pair to the poor. See, what you're telling me is, my socks aren't that great. I just want you to think about what I'm doing. And I've seen this commercial, and it's just one that comes to mind where they say, we profiled and found out that in homeless shelters, the most thing they most need are T-shirts, socks, and underwear. So guess what? We're making T-shirts, socks, and underwear so we can give them to the homeless. And oh, by the way, we're going to charge you 10 times what we would normally charge because we're woke and we think that that's what's going to be our selling piece, our selling ploy, our marketing strategy. I wouldn't invest a nickel in that company. You're making a Me Too product, and you think that, I don't know if you guys know what a Me Too product is, but in the lexicon of where I came from in industry, sales industry, it means anybody can make it. You make underwear. So, in socks. Oh, our socks are so much better. The only thing that I've seen in a while that I tell you I like is this shirt called Untuck It. And all it is it's a shirt that you can wear untucked, button it all the way down to the bottom. That way you don't have to wear a belt. It can be stylishly worn and sort of a business casual thing because most shirts is too much material at the bottom. So what you do is you give them your actual measurements. They make a shirt that you don't have to tuck in, and it looks slick. And it's a great idea. But most of these ideas aren't that. Yeah, I've seen the bra commercials, you know, because, you know, if you're with a woman, she's generally, and she's got any kind of chest, she's always telling, oh, this is difficult, I can't find the right bra. Okay, I get it. I'm not, you know, I don't wear a bra, so I don't know, but I can, you know, from other people talking to my sister and talking to Melissa and all that, they're like, oh, this is great because you don't want an underwire and this does that. Okay, fine, I get it. Great change. But you do it for the right reasons. You know,
we notice that every poor women do not have access to bras. So what we are going to do is for every bra we make, we're going to give a bra away. And our bra will cost five times more than it should cost so we can be philanthropic and make you believe that we're better than you and blah, 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 blah.
How about you just make a spectacular bra? And when you make money from it, you give it away. And then your marketing company says, hey, you know what? This is what we've done. We make bras, but in making of bras, we've decided to give bras to women who can't afford them. We're doing this, but we're doing it out of corporate. It is what we are. It is who we are. See, now every corporation is so caught up in, we are so loving and giving and caring. I love Subaru. Our cars are made with love. Really? How much love does a robot have? I'm just curious. Because I think if I go into the Subaru factory, I'm going to see, because I'm going to see a bunch of arms putting pieces on cars and very few people showing any kind of love. What are you doing? Do you spoon with your car when it comes off the lot, off the assembly line? What do you do that makes your car so much more lovable than other cars? At Subaru, we care about safety. Okay, so no other car manufacturer cares about safety? No other car manufacturer is designing their car with, oh man, I love these sleek lines. I love what we're able to do with the engine. I love that we were able to tweak this and modify this. You don't think that anybody else working in a factory somewhere making cars is making it with love? I tell you this, if I were working at Tesla, I'd be making it with love because I'd be loving what Tesla's done with that company. Oh, Kevin, it lost a lot of money last year, more than Disney, and it'll come back. You want to know why? Because Tesla makes a great car. He's a leader in the industry. He didn't get out. I mean, maybe he did go out to save the world and make electric cars, but Elon Musk is no idiot. He knows that electric car gets plugged into the grid. What Elon Musk was smart was saying, you know what, I'll make an electric car, I'll get the subsidy, then I will innovate everything. I'll put the motors in the wheels, I'll innovate the battery technology, I'll innovate all the different things that you would be looking at if you were doing a car. And by the way, I saw his car in Popular Mechanics years ago. I tell people this, I was blown away, but I didn't think he would make it. I didn't think it would come to fruition. Thought it was going to be another Tucker. Now he's the biggest car manufacturer probably in the world. So I love listening to these guys talk about this stuff. I love when innovators do something. But Disney went woke not because their product demanded it, but because they thought, oh, this is the way this will sell our product better. You know, we'll capitulate to the masses and we'll see what happens. And you know what they found out? They found out exactly what we already know. The reason why Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. That hundred and something billion dollars they lost is the public saying, we don't agree with you. That's what it is. And let me tell you, look at any of these companies. Oh, Kevin, Nike came back or whatever. Nike came back because Nike is Machiavellian. Nike, they crushed a brand called And One, which was guys just going out playing street ball. Nike, And One came out with a tennis shoe, and Nike just squashed them. You should watch, there's a documentary on it. They are Machiavellian. They are rotten to their core with their child labor making their shoes and charging outrageous money, mostly to minority kids that they're ripping off on this stuff. I could go on. But I tell you, there's no love lost for me with these people doing this. Run your company so that the company works. And they said this... Two responses will be offered by the supporters of Disney. The first will be that other media companies also had a rough time in 2022. Somewhat true. though the level to which Disney appears is unique, still they say, isn't the entire point of picking a corporate direction to outperform other companies? I love that part of the thing. Aren't you trying to do better? It says, if Disney's aggressive woke bent didn't do that, but actually resulted in the opposite, then that's an indictment of that direction, is it not? See, I'm a former management consultant and still a management consultant. I haven't lost my chops. And I would ask that simple question, hey, how's that working for you, Disney? And the answer is, pretty badly. How many conservatives do you know that said, I will never take my kids or my grandkids to Disney? I don't buy Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Daffy. I don't buy anything with Disney on it intentionally. Not that I was a big consumer, but I at least recognized and respected the brand. Now I don't. You want to know where Disney performed the best? Top Gun Maverick. You want to know why? Nothing woke in it. Nothing woke. And Yellowstone. I didn't even know those two things were Disney until I read this article. That's where they performed the best. Top Gun and Yellowstone. Now, you would think that they would look at those, the success of those two, which, by the way, I don't know if you've seen Top Gun Maverick. That is unquestionably one of the best sequels I've ever seen. I put that up there with Godfather. The Godfather. You know, this, as far as sequels go, it's rare that the sequel outperforms the regular one. Let me tell you, Top Gun Maverick, better than Top Gun. And why? None of the proselytizing. They didn't make Maverick bisexual. Everything was the way it was supposed to be. Yellowstone, I've only watched a couple of episodes, but I can't imagine Kevin Costner deciding he's going to become a broke-back cowboy or something. It's akin to the old Dallas with JR, is what I would presume. And they do have that girl that was in the movie with Denzel Washington that plays his daughter. Kind of has a bit of a, I don't know, a sleazy feel, but she's a sexy woman in a strange way. And from what I hear, makes the show, really does a great job in the show. But those are the two things that did, or Disney made their money. Not in any of the woke crap, the LGBT stuff, and all this other things that they pretend to buy into. And the same, look, this is a metaphor for Biden. The Biden administration is doing the same thing and finding out it's a losing proposition.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Disney is struggling. Couldn't have happened to a better company. I talked about it the other day when they brought back their previous CEO and fired the other one. And I don't... Was this rocket science to get rid of this guy? This guy lost $123 billion in 2022. And probably got fat money for it. Talk about your white privilege. He has the LGBT community to thank, and the leftists who made him believe that Disney needed to make some monumental shift towards the nonsense of the left, teaching children about sexuality, LGBT nonsense.
even suburban leftist housewives were like, come on, no, no, not at all. By the time I was 16, maybe I was doing some, you know, experimenting with sexuality, what have you. That's an appropriate age to start looking into that. But not eight. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. We're talking about the demise of Disney, but the metaphor is the demise of leftism. That's what this is signifying. Now, again, many people are going to argue, well, Kevin, what do you think about Elon Musk losing money in a Tesla? No, it has nothing to do. Elon Musk took a hit for two reasons. One, he got involved in social media and people didn't like him. And two, the market took a dramatic downturn, and him being the largest company, one of the largest companies in the world, took the brunt of it. But here's what I'll tell you. Talk about a good value. Go get you some Tesla stock. All it means is it's going to come back, even under Biden. Because, see, Biden lost a lot of value. NASDAQ lost like 33% of its value. It'll come back to stat. It'll go back to Trump era at some point. It isn't going to grow. And by the way, Joe Biden, he's looking forward to this year because it's going to look like, ooh, look at the stock market. Look at what I did for the stock. But he ain't gonna admit I lost more money than you probably will get back. Even if it got back 20%, wouldn't you like to make 20% on Tesla stock? Even if it stayed below water. It's kind of like when gas prices got to $6-7, it dropped down to $3-something. Even though it's $1 or $1.50 higher than it was under Trump, you're still happy, right? That's what the Democrats hope for, because they can't bring you any prosperity. They can only bring you despair. And that's what the previous CEO brought to Disney in the guise of woke. Anyway, here's the next piece of this, because it's interesting, because he says, well, media companies had a rough time in 2022, but he says, really, is that how you're going to compare yourself to your competition? They had a bad year and you had a bad year. Why aren't you trying to outperform them? Why aren't you doing things to show, in spite of their bad year, we didn't have a bad year? See, that's what a CEO would be looking for, not this guy. He had excuses. Well, everybody had a bad year. And the guy goes on to talk about the second response he gets. He says that anyone who criticizes Disney's wokeness is just a misogynistic bigot who can't handle protagonists being anything but straight white males. You buy that? There are a lot of straight and right white male protagonists, no doubt about it. Born, the mechanic. who else? Was it 007? James Bond? Well, they were talking about a black James Bond. I think Idris Elba was going to be doing it. But anyway, the guy goes, it isn't true. He says, look at Kenobi as an example. The problem with that show wasn't just that Reva was given a leading role, though a series focused on Obi-Wan Kenobi probably should have focused on Obi-Wan Kenobi. The problem is that they wrote Reva's character to satisfy modern woke needs. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not watching this show. But it was a Star Wars thing, Obi-Wan Kenobi, in case you're wondering what the references are. And he says, namely, in terms of wokeness, the idea that a black woman can never be a villain. How much more interesting would the story have been had Reva been killed off after being stabbed, having been left an ambitious member of the Empire who flew too close to the sun. Instead, she got a ludicrous, completely telegraphed redemption arc that made absolutely no sense and killed the show's complexity. Now, I didn't watch it, so I'm going to have to take his word for it, but here's what he's saying, essentially. What Disney decided to do was, instead of killing off the antagonist and staying true to the complexity of the show and the writing, they decided to go woke and instead destroyed the concept. He goes on. Then there's how Disney chose to handle its legacy male characters. She-Hulk was a terrible show without even addressing that angle. Yet it was made worse by the fact that it was used as a vehicle to completely neuter the real Hulk, turning him into a whiny moron constantly bested by the superior intellect and control of She-Hulk. Now, I'll stop right there for just a second and tell you How many shows do you know where the guy in the show is depicted as essentially a Cro-Magnon man who, or a Neanderthal, who doesn't understand how the world works? He's unplugged from his kids, he's unplugged from the world, and every time he opens his mouth, he says something stupid, and then the wife comes back with a quip that makes him look even more stupid, and of course, she saves the day because he stops and looks up contemplatively and goes, "Oh, you know what? She's right." Emasculation of men, and essentially, women are brighter and smarter, etc. And being truthful, in many cases they are. But you can depict it without doing it so bludgeonly, you know, I don't know, that's not even the right word, but, you know, so blatantly anti-male, I guess is the best way to put it. Because you're bludgeoning men with it, just beating us over the head with this nonsense. So that's what he said about, which, by the way, why would you make She-Hulk? I mean, I'm being honest. I'm sitting in a room. I'm the guy that you're going to pitch. And you come in and you say, well, you know, Kevin, we've made the Hulk. It was a successful franchise. I mean, guy gets pissed off, Bruce Banner. He explodes out of his clothes. He becomes a Hulk and he rights wrongs. Oh, great concept. I watched it as a kid. I love the Hulk. I love the actual show where they made Lou Ferrigno the Hulk. Did you watch this show with me? Is your hand up? Because many of them probably are out there in radio land. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Love the show. So why would you make She-Hulk? You want to show off a woman's big, bulky, muscular physique? You know, why would you make it? I've never watched it. But to hear this guy describe it, she made Hulk look stupid. He's just a big old mindless brute that doesn't know what he's doing. Bruce Banner was a scientist. He wasn't a dumb guy. And when he became the Hulk, all that happened was he took all that intellect, but something got him so upset that it brought out this beast in him, and he righted wrongs. But that's not enough. It's got to be Hulk. I'm surprised they don't make bisexual Hulk or transgender Hulk. How would that look? I'd love to see the Hulk turn into this big bruising woman, right? Bruce Banner turning into that. Trust me, Hollywood's probably looking into it. He goes on. Thor, who had already been made a mockery of in previous years, was good and fully destroyed as a viable character. Over and over again, Disney has chosen to demean and mock male characters, even those who once headlined their most popular properties. Why is it that necessary to empower female leads? Let me tell you something else. When I see a female playing this role of I'm the toughest, I'm the baddest, the first thing that comes to my mind is that's just a bunch of eunuchs following her. I saw this movie, I forget what it was, I think they were taking over the White House, like White House Down, and this Asian woman breaks down the door, goes in, starts shooting people, and her guys are backing her up. But she's obviously the one in charge. That is so rare, it's ridiculous. And of course, she's the best fighter. She's the smartest one there. And I'm not saying she doesn't have better intellect. Women certainly can have that. But she ain't going to be the best fighter. You got a bunch of mercenaries with you, and the woman is the best fighter. Sorry, I live in the real world. I train the Navy SEALs and Delta Force guys and people like that. And I can tell you, I'll take them every time. Every time. Now, if you want to go with intellect, yes, women bring lots of great stuff, intellect, to the equation. But as far as physicality goes, I'll take the dudes. Back to Disney. What they do is their business. But what I'm really happy to see is the public response. We responded with our pocketbooks and said, we're done with this nonsense. I think Disney's finally getting a picture.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.